Lesson 7.3, page 70. Exercises 1A, 1B, and 1C.
Welcome back to Life Stories. I'm your host, Malcolm Martinez. We're talking to Katerina Christopoulos, who's been telling us about her personal journey of discovery and the actual journey that resulted from it. So, Katerina, how was the trip?
It was amazing. I'm really glad I went. I don't know why I waited so long.
It must have been very exciting.
It was, but I have to admit it's a little weird as well. It's difficult to put into words.
I can see how it would be strange. The mixture of known and unknown, I mean, right?
You can say that again. It was exactly that, especially visiting my grandparents' village. I mean, they'd told me so many stories about this village that I'd built this kind of idyllic picture of it in my mind, and I was worried that the real thing might be a disappointment, you know?
And was it?
Oh, no. In fact, it was way better than anything I could have imagined.
Sounds intriguing. Tell us about seeing the place for the first time, your first impressions.
Okay. Well, we arrived at night, so it wasn't until early the next morning that I really saw it, with its cobbled streets and the view down to the little harbor filled with fishing boats. It was so beautiful in the morning sun. The sea was sparkling. Suddenly, I was filled with this feeling. Ugh, it's hard to describe. It was like coming home. Or, no, not coming home. More like feeling so grateful that this was part of my heritage, part of me. It's difficult to say why exactly.
I think I can understand that. And did you meet your cousins that day?
Yes, later that morning, in fact.
How did you handle that? It must have been pretty overwhelming meeting all these new people.
It was. My uncle had organized this big family lunch. There were so many people, so much kissing and hugging and smiling and nodding. It was totally exhausting trying to remember everyone's name, frantically trying to remember the little bit of Greek that I know, apologizing all the time because I didn't understand them. To tell you the truth, that felt really awkward sometimes.
Well, it can't have been easy meeting a whole side of your family for the first time.
No, it wasn't easy. Everyone was being so friendly and welcoming, but to be perfectly honest, I hated being the center of attention. Don't get me wrong, they were lovely, but somehow I felt like I didn't really belong. But then we started eating, and everyone relaxed, and the food...
Was it good?
Good? That was the best part. It was like being back in my grandmother's kitchen, and that really helped me feel at home. The food I understood. I knew the names of all the dishes. It was the food we eat at home, but better somehow. It made more sense there, if you know what I mean. A stone's throw from the sea, with olive trees and grapevines all around. The food and the setting just went together. That's when I started to feel like maybe I did belong after all.
So, are you going back? Do you think you'd ever consider living there?
Live there? No, I don't think so. It was great to get the chance to visit my family's ancestral home, to understand a bit more about the world my grandparents came from. But my life is here. My people are here.
And that's a good thing to know, right?
Mm-hmm. It really is.